Cash and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Indirect talks are set to begin in Egypt tomorrow, centered on the U.S. proposal to free Israeli hostages and end Israel's attacks on Gaza. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the pieces must move quickly.
Already some of the technical talk is happening right now, and our hope is that by the time our team gets to Cairo, 90% of this has been worked out, and we're just sort of finalizing the logistical piece.
It's day five of the government shutdown that shows no signs of ending. A celebration marking the Navy's 250th anniversary is going forward. President Trump is going to attend the event in Norfolk, Virginia. The president's plans to send troops to Portland, Oregon, suffered a setback in court. A federal judge he appointed temporarily blocked the proposal. The Department of Homeland Security says two people were arrested after an incident involving border agents on Chicago's southwest side. One of the two arrested was shot and injured by authorities who said she tried to ram officers with her vehicle. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on WISS, Oshkosh, and Appleton.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. The contested case hearing over Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline has concluded in Madison, where environmental advocates and the Bad River Band are challenging state permits for the project. Farmers' advocates warn that denying the permits could cut off a vital propane supply for rural communities. Opponents say the pipeline threatens waterways, wetlands, and tribal lands. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Environmental groups and the Bad River Tribe are challenging permits the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued to Enbridge in November for rerouting the pipeline. Nate Zimdars with Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation emphasizes what's at stake for farmers who depend on propane, a byproduct from Line 5.
Oftentimes our farmers are forgotten about in conversations like this. Just think about the food that's getting put on your table. It's got to come from somewhere. It comes from our farmers who are working really hard during this time of year and are dependent on that energy.
He emphasizes farmers are already experiencing the strains of the federal government shutdown and difficult economic conditions. Opponents of the pipeline are just as determined, saying rerouting Line 5 would be detrimental to the environment, increasing water contamination and threatening cultural resources. Without permit approval, the line would have to shut down, and Zimdars says there are currently no viable alternatives. While much of the opposition has focused on the environmental impacts, Zimdars believes the DNR has conducted thorough studies to mitigate these concerns. The project would affect about 200 waterways and more than 100 acres of wetlands. An administrative law judge is expected to issue a final decision in the case. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddy Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny, breezy, and very warm once again with high temperatures in the mid-80s. For tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, lows right around 60. On Monday, scattered showers and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
They're finally getting a physical store.
Who?
Stick around to find out. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And head to 505 North Main Street on October 10th at 9 a.m. for the ribbon-cutting ceremony for Bleak Boutique. They're finally getting a physical store. And then the next day, they have their grand opening. So if you're into dark, unique, witchy-themed home goods and fashion accessories, including Krampus-themed holiday items, you want to check out Bleak Boutique for their grand opening coming soon. Check it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Badgers game at Michigan and also the Brewers taking on the Cubs over the weekend. Where are we at in the NLDS? Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air will join us and talk a little news as well.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Everybody, the music of the stars, Ella Fitzgerald.
When day is gone and night comes on. Until the dawn, what do I do? I clasp your hand and wander through slumberland, dream dancing with you. We dance between a sky. And fields of green sparkling with dew. It's joy sublime whenever I spend my time dream dancing with you. Windfall, touching you, clutching you all the night through. So say you love me, dear, and let me make my career dream dancing. Until the dawn, what do I do? I clasp your hand and wander through slumberland, dream dancing with you. We dance between a sky.
Zella. Cole Porter wrote that. Nelson Riddle Orchestra. Who dances more than...
When day is gone and night comes on, until the dawn, what do? I clasp your hand and wander through slumberland, dream dancing with you. We dance between a sky serene and fields of green sparkling with dew. It's joy sublime whenever I spend my time dream dancing with you. Dream dancing, oh what a lucky windfall, touching you, clutching you all the night through. So say you love me, dear, and let me make my career dream dancing to paradise prancing, dream dancing with you.
Music of the Stars. Fred Astaire introduced a lot of songs. So did Cole Porter and won most of the Oscars.
Dream dancing, oh what a lucky windfall, touching you, clutching you all the night through. So say you love me, dear, and let me make my career dream dancing to paradise prancing, dream dancing with you.
I had a wonderful time being in his dream. Did you have an important role? I was the announcer. Did you realize that you were playing to a particularly small audience? It was excellent practice and a definite step up. I hope you made a good impression. I'm going to get into as many dreams as I can from now on. It's no cinch. You'll have to be very nice to the dreamers, or they won't let you in. When they hear that I'm good, they'll beg me to be in their dreams. You might never get your big chance. I'll have to work hard for the right breaks. It all sounds like an agonizing rat race. If you make it, it's worth it. So what if you are in dreams? What then? Maybe someday I can have a dream of my own.
My sixth dream was a nightmare!
They're after me, I've gotta get away. For life is colored rosy red and death is colored gray. They're after me, they've caught me by surprise. And a hag in front with seven heads is waving seven knives. And one is throwing hand grenades and one is throwing fits. They aim to hang me by my heels and carve me up in bits. They're after me, the wheels of danger churn. The boiling oil is flaming high and I'm too young to burn. They're after me, there's hate in every eye. I hear them coming closer now, and I'm afraid to die.
Coward, 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 coward.
I stole some bricks when I was six and I'm afraid to die.
You better run real fast, you better run real fast, you better run.
Yeah,
real
that's
fast.
It. I'd better
run,
run.
You better run
real
fast.
I'd better
run
real
fast.
I can't seem to move my feet at all.
You better scream real loud. You better scream real loud.
Yeah,
you better scream real loud.
I'll scream for help.
Ah!
Ah!
There's my grammar school, Bristol School. My teacher will help me. Miss Elliot will help me. Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot, help me! Help me!
What is an adverb?
Well, an adverb is... An adverb is...
What is an adverb?
It's...
She won't help you, she won't help you! Ah!
The church. Reverend Jones will save me. Reverend! Reverend! They're after me!
Do you know your catechism?
Well, some of it. I've been busy.
Do you know your catechism?
I'm afraid I...
He won't save you! He won't save you! Ah!
There must be someone to turn to. I know. My mother.
I never saw you before in all my life, son. Never saw you before in all my life.
They're after me, and no one heeds my call. I have no place to run to now, my back's against the wall.
We've got you now, we've got you now, we need some blood that's fresh. And you will feel our blades of steel tearing through your flesh. We've got you now, we'll slice off both your ears. You won't need them anymore, and we need souvenirs. We'll save your skull for playing ball, we'll tickle you and grind. Your heart will make our masters fall like dainty valentine. Soon be playing marbles with those eyes you so admire. Your lungs will serve as bellows, sir. Your fan, your bugle.
Are the knives good and sharp?
Yes, old ghoul.
You're sure he can't get away?
No, old ghoul.
All right then, Cyclops, you count.
One for the monster, two for the shroud, three to get rendered, and four to...
No fear for the lover, for one with a love of his own. The night holds no fear for the lover, so love me and be mine alone. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Come, be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Be mine, and we'll dream through the years. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Come, be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Love me, and we'll dream through the years. Ah, ah, ah.
Welcome, art lovers. We offer for your approval a still life, if you will, of noise. A soundless canvas suggestive of sound. The mouth belongs to Pamela. In life, a shrieking battle axe made up of adenoids, tonsils, and sound decibels. In death, an unmuted practitioner of fishwifery, undeterred and ungagged by what one would assume to be the great silencer. Some ghosts come back to haunt. Others come back simply to pick up where they left off. Our painting is called Pamela's Voice. And this is...
Oh. here in the twilight.
Submitted for your approval, when Mr. Miller, who's about to take a trip into oddness and obsolescence through a zone whose boundaries are that of imagination, accompanying him on this journey is the mesmerizing sound of the twilight tone.
Manhattan Transfer. Never knew it had lyrics, did you? Les Brown, the band of renown. Thank you.
are falling, it's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling, 'tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. And same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you together. At last, at twilight time, here in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. Here in the sweet and simple way, I fall in love again. Lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you together at last at twilight time. Together at last at twilight time.
He said that it'll get a lot hotter more each day, now that we're moving so close to the sun. And that's why we're... That's why...
...have been handed a death sentence. 1 month ago, the Earth suddenly changed its elliptical orbit, and in doing so, began to follow a path which gradually, moment by moment, day by day, took it closer to the sun. And all of man's little devices to stir up the air are now no longer luxuries. They happen to be pitiful and panicky keys to survival. The time is 12:05, midnight. There is no more darkness. The place is New York City, and this is the eve of the end. Because even at midnight, it's high noon, the hottest day in history, and you're about to spend it in the Twilight Zone.
Warmer than a summer night. The clouds were like an alabaster palace rising to a snowy height. Each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain that found me. Oh, was that a moonlit veil? The music of the universe around me. Oh, was that a night? And then you're miraculously found me. Suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Was ever such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you were gone, there was still the stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine. And we may see the meadow in December, icy white and crystalline. But oh, my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine, and I saw the midnight sun.
Julie Christie with Pete Rugolo's orchestra.
Tonight our guest is one of the most gifted and honored writers and producers in television today. The originator of that wonderful world of fantasy, The Twilight Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rod Serling.
Thank you, Harry. It's nice to be here.
Mr. Serling, I'm sure that you've been asked this question many times before, so therefore I'm sure that you'll have an answer for us. Just where do you get the ideas for the far-out things that happen in The Twilight Zone?
Well, Hans, the usual way of writing something for The Twilight Zone is to take some ordinary, average situation that occurs in the world every day and then tone it down a little.
You mean that you think that the things that happen in real life are as fantastic as the things that happen in The Twilight Zone?
Well, look at it this way. Fractured Flickers is on the air, isn't it?
Pretty fantastic. Oh, it's not very funny, but it's fantastic.
You mean to tell me that the Fractured Flickers, Hans, isn't right out of The Twilight Zone?
Well, we were hoping to keep it a general secret until renewal time. Mr. Serling, with your professional interest in the strange and the unknown, you must follow our outer space program with a great deal of interest.
Well, not really, Hans. You see, for us fantasy and science fiction buffs, reading about today's space exploration is rather like looking at last year's newspaper. After all, Jules Verne had us on the moon 75 years ago. And writers like Henlein and Clark and Bradbury have made space travel sort of a normal means of locomotion.
Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Come and take a trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye and away we fly. Destination moon. Travel fast as light till we're lost from sight. The Earth is like a toy balloon. What a thrill you get riding on a jet. Destination moon. We'll go up, 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 up. Straight to the moon we two. High in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So away we steal in the space we'll be. A supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go. Destination moon. Into the Milky Way, we'll wander while we watch the folks down yonder row. We're gonna have a lovely afternoon. Up on the highest constellation, we'll look out across the nation, cause the Earth is like a tiny toy balloon. We'll go up, 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 straight to the moon we two. High in the starry blue, I'll be out of this world with you.
So away we steal in a space mobile, a supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go! 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Destination Moon.
Just to look at the video. And now we blast off for Pluto and the moon. Attention, Rangers! I want all you Rangers at home to recite the Captain Video Ranger pledge. Hi, everyone. Ranger, third class, and I cut the video Space Academy. Do solemnly pledge to obey my mommy and daddy. Be kind to dumb animals and old ladies in and out of space. Not to tease my little brothers and sisters. And to brush my teeth twice a day and drink milk after every meal.
All right, that's it. All right, out! Get out!
Captain Video was a real program. Started out in 1949. One of the first, if not the first, television science fiction programs. It all ended the summer of 1955. Captain Video, played by Al Hodge. His assistant, Don Hastings, had a long career in soap operas. He played the Video Ranger. Well, that was the very first Honeymooners. Art Carney, Jackie Gleason. Captain Video had just ended a month earlier on Dumont. Most of the episodes were scrapped for their silver content. A few still survive. For a while, it was the hottest thing in television. In this area, we saw it on Channel 9, Chicago, and not too many other stations. Not live, anyway.
Safety Carey sends for Captain Video to investigate the trouble.
Thanks for getting here promptly, Captain. I'm glad you brought the Video Ranger with you.
We came on the double, Commissioner.
Leaping Luna, what's happening around here? Why the rush summons to the moon of all places?
Well, I was here to supervise the launching ceremonies for a new rocket ship when my office in Planet City sent me a spacegram. There's been another disappearance. Charles Henderson, the Earth's ambassador to Saturn.
Henderson? When did he disappear?
Yesterday. His office on Saturn reports he simply vanished into thin air.
Well, Commissioner, that means we head for Saturn.
It was literally to show these old black and white movies. And we would say, Captain Video would say, Ranger, we have to check on our secret agent in Arizona, Hoot Gibson. And they would go from this modern whatever painted sets. We didn't have a lot of money in those days. The scenery budget for Captain Video was $15 a week, and you couldn't carry it over. So they used all these old sets and whatever. So you either blew your $15 or forget it. So all of our weapons and stuff came from the automobile department and Wanamaker's department store. You know, tailpipe extensions and a stick was the atomic rifle and things like that. And the Opticon scalometer, which is something you could see people hundreds and thousands of miles away. But we then would, the camp would dolly into like a test pattern, and they would run this old black and white movie. And then they would interrupt it, go back to the live drama part of the show, and then some other time during the during that episode, you would get back. And in the course of 1 week, we would show a Western. And it made no sense whatsoever.
Between the Earth and the Moon at its closest proximity is 238,000 miles. We expect to cover this distance in approximately 48 hours.
X minus 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This is the theme for Rocket Ship XM 1950.
Failure. Every point of our rocket theory has been established. It has proven that interspace travel is not only possible, but practical. And it has supplied us with information which may well mean the salvation of our own world. No, gentlemen. The flight of the RXM was not a failure. Tomorrow we start construction of RXM-2.
Ferdy Groffé wrote that. He wrote the Grand Canyon Suite, too. This song was introduced not by Frank or Dean or anybody but Kay Ballard in 1952.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, other words, I love you.
All throughout October, the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Fred Waring. Fred Waring was a drum major Shawnee, Pennsylvania, for a drumabule corps that was called the Pennsylvanians. The day he was appointed, he had no baton, so he took his mother's curtain rods down. You know, the kind with the shiny ball on the end. That was his baton. Eventually, the Pennsylvanians became a chorus. Here they are. Music from the movies. Spellbound. Thank you.
bound, I am yours heart and soul. What can it be, this magic power that you control? I always feel spellbound every time you are near. My senses reel, I melt completely when you appear. You thrill me so much, it's just like the touch of April. When winter is through, it wasn't so bad till I kissed you. Now I can't resist you. I know that I'll stay spellbound. Love will keep me that way. Oh, how I pray I'll hold you spellbound someday.
The music of the stars. Stand by for news on CBS. We'll be back till high noon. You folks, the stations that...
You thrill me so much, it's just like the touch of April when winter is through.
The ones we'll lose, you can still tune in.
It wasn't so bad till I kissed you.
Just click in.
Now I can't resist you.
Civicmedia.us.
I know that I'll stay spellbound. Love will keep me that way. Oh, how I pray I'll hold you spellbound, spellbound someday.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us. Stand by for news now. We'll be back till high noon.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Democrats and Republicans continue to blame one another for the government shutdown. Senator Cory Booker, a New Jersey Democrat, told ABC's This Week.
Donald Trump literally has said it's the president's responsibility to bring the parties together and negotiate a way through. This is a failure in leadership.
President Trump blamed Democrats as he departed the White House en route to Norfolk, Virginia for the Navy's 250th birthday celebration. He also criticized an order from a federal judge in Oregon who temporarily blocked his plan to send federal troops to Portland. The judge said the decision to do so without the approval of the state's governor failed to meet the high bar required. Homeland Security says two people were arrested after a clash in Chicago with border agents Saturday. One of the two arrested shot and wounded by agents. Authorities say she tried to ram them with her vehicle. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio says this is the closest we've come to getting hostages released ahead of tomorrow's talks in Egypt. This is ABC News. Today marks a week.